B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, are you ready for truth or taser, Roy?
Let's do it.
Question number one, Roy.
Tase him!
Have you purchased an engagement ring?
Oh, that's a messed up question. The whole point of engagement is for it to be a surprise. And, you know, Sterling's in the car listening on the way to work and all of his coworkers, which is nice. But no, I have not purchased an engagement ring.
Wow.
I have not.
Okay.
I did. By the way, I did tell him the engagement ring I wanted, and he called it gaudy. So, now I gotta go find a different engagement ring.
Okay. Well, now we got time for the second one.
We do. Yeah.
All right. If you're on a sinking boat with Callie and Sterling,
Callie, my dog,
and you can only save one.
Oh, that's messed up. That's like his kid question.
Hey, who would you save?
Either answer it or take the taser.
Yeah.
And by the way, both the answers, I look awful. I look like an awful human being.
Welcome to my life.
Are you going to take the taser? Or are you going to answer
it? My gut says I want to save the human first, but then, oh my gosh, all the dog lovers are going to come kill me.
Either way, Nicole's going to tase you. If you save Sterling, yeah. She loves pets so much that you're going to take the tase for Callie.
I can't save them both?
Nope, one.
Sinking ship, your boyfriend Sterling, or your doggy Callie, who you adopted about a year ago, right?
Yeah. See, now I kind of want to know what the third question is.
And you can't know the third question.
Because I don't
want to
get tased.
One.
And then, yeah. I mean, I have to save Sterling, right? You can't let a...
It's up to you.
That sounds all... Why'd you say that? It's up to you. Okay, I'm... All right. I guess I'll save Sterling. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. You answered it. Wow.
Yeah, I think I'll save Sterling.
That so the saves poor him little doggy.
The poor little doggy is just going to sit out there with no one
He's
helping
doggy
him.
Paddle until she can't anymore.
Okay, but if I said I'm going to save Callie, they're going to be like, "You're going to let your boyfriend die?"
I think you should tase him for that. For all the animals in the world.
What? I'm going to go. I will save Sterling.
All right.
I think you should tase him for the dogs.
Come here. Why would I come to you? Am I really being tased?
I think you should. Don't you, Lauren?
Oh, if that's the case, I don't want to answer the dang thing.
Yeah, you already did. That's not fair. No,
all
you
right,
can't
I'll tell
tase
you
them.
What. We'll turn it over to our Facebook Live. Head over to Kiss95.1's Facebook page right now. And if we get enough votes, vote either tase him or no.
By the way, everyone's now saying, oh my gosh, poor Callie.
Right.
I know.
I just killed my dog.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
Maybe for all the dog lovers out there and all the dogs in the world, Roy should take a tase hit.
Sterling
I think that's
can
fair.
Save himself. Save the dog.
I want to change the answer now.
Nope. Too late. You can take the tase, though, like a man.
I'll take the tase.
All right. Give him the tase.
All right.
Wow. Here we go.
Where do you want it?
I don't know. Do it in my butt.
I've done a lot of butts.
Go underneath. That's where,
right, what do you
like,
want?
In between the leg and the butts where I got it.
I was going to say, the leg really hurts.
The leg really hurts? Wait, yeah. which
no,
butt cheek
it.
Are you going with?
It's a surprise.
Oh, gosh, I'm scared.
Two,
oh, no.
Three.
Oh, gosh. Okay. The guts go down the way. Gosh, that scared me. That does go down the legs. Why is your body connected like that?
I don't
Quick
know.
Quick break while he's recovering. Give him his question so we can think about it.
No.
For three?
Yeah. What's question number three so I can think about it?
Have you ever moved furniture in a public place?
Oh, here we go.
I think we're going to get a good story, y'all. Don't go anywhere. Truth or Taser continues with Roy in 6 minutes.
Missed anything from today's show? Listen to the MRL Morning Show On Demand podcast using the Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
We're in the middle of Truth or Taser with our buddy Roy.
Yep, Roy's on the hot seat. He's already taken a tase.
I got a quick issue with MRL Show family members. Lauren, I feel like the last question, producer Nicole, the last question we asked is bringing up some controversy. And let's just clear the air and settle it.
Because the question was, if there was a sinking boat, and I could only save my dog, Callie, or my boyfriend, Sterling, which one would I save? And I chose Sterling.
And Lorraine and I both kind of looked, and we were like, poor Callie.
Right.
I still got tased. I don't even know why I got tased now I'm thinking about it.
That's the issue. Now, knowing that Nicole is an animal lover, and we all are here on the MRL show, Roy adopted Callie.
Uh-huh.
I said, for the sake of the pets, give them a hit. Now people are blowing up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Saying that was wrong, that we're bullying Roy into taking the taser. He shouldn't have taken it, but you guys have to understand, if he didn't take the taser, the animal people would be like, OMG.
Roy's killing dogs on the radio.
We really cut it off at the head.
We were just trying to settle the score before it even got out of hand.
That's all. So yeah. Let everybody know that was more about saving taking one for the pets than it was watching Roy get tased.
And then right. One person says you could have saved them both. How?
People are savage. They're sending pictures to Roy of dogs and all kinds of stuff going on.
And I took two tases, so trust me, people who are texting, I got mine. All right, now, back to Truth or Taser.
You have one more question, Roy.
All right.
Have you ever moved furniture in a public place?
Where, with who, and why?
Are you even going to tell you with who?
Well, I mean, you have to give us the story if you're going to answer it.
Especially if there was a who. If I'd love to hear the story if there wasn't.
All the occurrences have occurred with a who. But I don't want to tell you the circumstances.
Take the taser, then.
Oh, and
I didn't want to tell you how much was in my bank account. I took the taser.
You know what? Honestly, I'd rather know. I don't want him to take the taser.
Really?
Yeah, I want to know. Because I feel like Lorena said that she has. I know I've said I had. And I don't know if we've ever gotten the answer from you.
I don't think so either.
Nicole had college years. You know she has.
That's true.
Well, oh, boy. I hope Sterling's out of the car now. Not listening.
So that means it wasn't Sterling?
Yeah, what does that mean? Yeah,
and it wasn't while you were dating Sterling?
No.
Oh.
No. That's why I don't want to answer the question. It wasn't with him.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, I have moved furniture in a public place.
Where?
It hasn't been in Charlotte. It was back in my hometown. And do I really got to go into the details?
You got to tell us where
it was. I was in the closet gay man. It's not like I could have done it in my home with my parents there.
Okay, so it was another man.
Yes.
Okay.
This is so weird.
Where?
I did it at the, I went to two semesters at a community college, and I did it in the bathroom at the dean's office.
See ya.
Goodbye, everybody. Oh my God. I had to go see the dean, and the office happened to be closed on a random Monday.
Was it with the dean?
No.
Did anybody else get that vibe?
Yeah, you got to clarify.
It was not with the dean. Okay. It was not with the dean. And since the office...
Was the dean there?
It was the dean. You know, no, the office for some odd reason was closed. But the bathroom was open in the dean's office. So in the dean's like lobby area. So moved furniture in the bathroom, and then security came.
Did you get caught?
Not in the act. He just says, quit using the restroom. This area is closed.
Okay. There's a huge hole. Did you go to the dean's bathroom with someone, or was someone in there? Like you both?
Hey, big boy. Like you had to go see the dean?
Yeah, like
I just happened to go to the restroom. And
was it just passionate, like a movie?
Was it a random stranger?
No. Someone I knew, someone who I went there with.
So you both had to see the dean.
But I didn't go there with that intention.
Okay, but you went there with that person.
Yes.
Or that person was waiting for the dean as well, and you said, there's no dean, let's get out of here. Want to kill time?
I don't want to go into any more details.
I want to kill time.
All right.
Yeah. There's just a lot of loose ends.
There is. I mean, that's only one of the many places.
But there's more?
What?
Yeah, it's more.
Well, why'd you pick to tell us that one?
That's probably the most dangerous one. The other one, stuff, it's in a car or whatever. Yeah. You know,
how many times have you moved furniture in public?
He was in the closet. He couldn't go home.
Yeah, I couldn't go home.
And I'm not trying to start an argument in any way, shape, or form between you and Sterling.
Oh, really?
But if Dallas answered this question and he said that he had moved furniture with, like, multiple times in public and none of them were with me, I'd be like, what?
Well, I don't know if Sterling's into that.
Yeah, like, how does Dallas know you are?
It's not like I brought that up.
I don't know, but I would be like...
By the way, it's not like I'm into that. I have a bed now and a home. I'd much rather do it there. Yes.
Tough times call for tough measures, people.
All right.
When you're 18 in college and no one knows at home you're gay, You got to do what you got to do.
Deep answer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good job, everybody.
Yeah. Yay.
To truth or taser, I think everybody did great.
Just so you know, dinner conversation in my household is going to be tough.
Thank you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.